I'd motion for all of them, but do you want me to separate them out? Why don't I? You think that's fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So all right. So the motion was to table 215 and to deny 216 and 217. Do I have a second?
You already had a second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Tim, we're going to, between now and that and the 27th, we'll have a decision.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
On that, too, like on their personal, they have a residence, and then they have another piece of property that's some commercial. I guess it's their office.
Yeah, they're just.
So, I mean, I think you got to incorporate all that when we're trying to figure out for this specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got enough. We can only deal with ones, of course, that we have appealed. So,
yeah.
But it's a general rule, yeah. Okay, on to BOE 218, Madison Realty LLC.
Madison Realty LLC is owned by Josh and Kathy Katharinas. They live in St. Louis, and they have just one nightly rental, and they're contesting only the classification, not the valuation.
Any other properties that we know of?
They have one, but it's the garage that goes with it.
Okay, so no rental property, no nothing. Okay.
And the garage parcel ends with 2.015.
Any comments from the assessor or the board? I would make a motion on BOE 218 that we assess it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. And, Tim, you don't have the North Buchanan property. You have BOE 220, which is?
That's right. 220, 221, and 222.
Okay. Are all those the same people, or are they just?
They're all different people.
Okay. Let's take up BOE 220. Charles and Hannon O'Rear.
Yes, Charles and Hannon have this house in Branson Canyon. They themselves live in Kansas City, but they do own one house here in Taney County, the house in Branson Canyon, and they use it as a part of the year, at least, as a nightly rental. And they're not challenging the valuation, but they are challenging the classification, and we're requesting the 75-25 split.
Have any information? They have another?
Nope, just the one.
Okay. Assessor?
Nope. No, they just have one.
I would make a motion on BOE 2020 that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thanks.
BOE number 221, Chalet 1896 LLC.
We only see one property.
Again, that's only one that you find.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tim, what are the names?
Yep. Zach Dayer, D-A-Y-E-R, and his dad, Phil Dayer. They live in Conway, Arkansas, and they have this house in Branson. They're not challenging the valuation, but they're requesting the 75-25 split.
We have any other properties under Dayer?
You went back.
No.
Okay. On BOE 221, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. BOE 222, Dyna Adventures LLC.
Can I talk? They have two The cheaper one is Foggy Bay Lane in Branson Canyon, and we have it at 100% commercial, so this one would be their second.
As their agent, Tim, do they have any others besides those two that you're aware of?
As far as I know, they only have the two. And as Susan correctly mentioned, the cheaper one they have not appealed. That's the one in Branson Canyon. The one that they have appealed, the 435 Water Sound Way, that's the more expensive.
Understand.
Of the two. They use them both as nightly rentals. As far
and
as
are
I know.
They, just so we know for our motion coming up, are they residents or non-residents?
Russ Zink owns Dyna Ventures. He lives in Nebraska.
Okay. As to BOE 222, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
That was, oh no, I have one later today. So there were three people who listed me as their agent. The Fricktels, the Chateau Mountain Manor LLC, and then William and Julie Volak.
Well, we have one more here on 223, which is Rock and Rift Property. What about that one?
Oh. Hang on.
That's one more on the morning. Well, excuse me. That is an afternoon docket as well.
I saw was Dyna Ventures.
They just have one night around Rock and Rift.
I'm looking up to find the name. Those are folks.
In Springfield.
Yeah. I think the guy's an attorney in Springfield.
If you need to take a moment and check on it, if you want to go to the other ones that you were talking about, Tim, that's fine. The other two this afternoon, the Fritchell and the...
Yeah, so the Fritchell folks, at some point they turned in that form saying that I would be representing them. But then I wrote back to them and said, look, I'm just swamped and you've come to me much too late. And it's too hard to get you in the pipeline, so I'm not going to represent you. So they turned in the form saying I would represent them before they'd ever talked to me.
Okay. So they need to be called, probably.
Yes.
Yeah, we can call. There. So you're not on that one. I'll just mark you through. We'll take that up in a minute.
Well, and they own both those in a row. They own
they own both properties.
And 229.
That's right. I know for sure they own the 228 and 229.
Okay. So it's 228 and 229. All right, we can call them on that one. And do you need to step out to make a call on Rock and Riff or whatever you want to do? Sir, are you here on the North Buchanan property? Okay, are you here on any one we have this morning, or are you just observing? Okay. Well, unfortunately, the in-person North Buchanan is at 11:45.
Well, we have some teleconferences that afternoon.
We can see if some of those people are.
I have one we can probably get rid of, and that would be Forsyth Meadows.
Which one is that?
That is 370 and 371.
Okay.
If you could call him, we need to table this. This is a low-income housing, And he was sent a letter in January to please send his financials, because, you know, I have to figure those every 2 years. And he sent them in with his BOE. So I haven't had a chance to do them. So if we could table it till another day so I can get these done.
Okay, so there may be an agreement on those. We just need to potentially table them.
We'll agree, because we did last time, and I send them what I do. It's a government formula. I can't
All right, that's
mess
fine.
With it.
We'll kick it over to the 27th. It sounds like it's going to be resolved.
27, you
That's
said?
The 27th, the last day.
That's 370 and 371 both.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, that's fine, because it sounds like you're going to be resolved. I was going to say we probably should have put, you're not going to be here on the 27th, are you, Greg?
No.
Yeah. Probably should have put that last one on the 20, but we can make a decision before then. As to BOE 370 and 371, I make a motion that we table them until the 27th.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, okay.
Did you want to call him and tell him we've done this?
If your office or somebody doesn't get a hold of them between, or the you guys can call and just tell them that we've tabled it,
okay,
so that she can review. And on the North Buchanan property, do we have a phone number for somebody? Because we might call them and just tell them we. We'll try to go through some of the other teleconferences first, but I just.
The North Buchanan is the Dapriches that own the Branson Sports Club.
Okay, is this for the whole club?
No, this is only for his parking lot.
It is for the parking lot, okay. Because I'll probably have to get out of that one.
Huh? I found it.
It's the DAP, okay. All right. Well, I may need it, but we'll go through some of the other ones first. But if you can.
Sorry, is that me?
Mr. Davis, did you get an answer?
I called, it's Tyson and Carrie Martin. So Tyson Martin and his wife, Carrie, have the Rock and Riff. They live in Springfield. So I don't know if. I wonder if we could do a search to see if Tyson carry on any more.
Martin.
Yeah. So okay.
You don't see any more for Rock and Riff, I assume.
They were not for that name.
But Tyson Carey Martin. Do you have them come up at all?
No.
I think I just got one notice from them, or is the not
no,
the list.
Nothing else.
Sometimes, of course, we just deal with people that don't tell, but that's on them. So,
I think my guess is that the same people they applied with when it was a group, Tyson's an attorney in Springfield. So he and his the other attorney he's with, I think that other attorney had one. I think Tyson and his wife have one. And then another third friend of theirs. I think the Twilight Hillney was yet another friend
gotcha.
Of theirs. They all. I think each one. Had one night rental in Branson.
So you're saying you're not the person because they put your name down and you're
no,
here.
On Rock and Riff
no.
he is. He Rockin'. Is.
Okay.
On Rock and Riff he is. 223, you're the attorney, right?
Yeah, on Rock and Riff, yes.
He just isn't on the next two, which are 228 and 229.
And we already settled Rock and Riff?
We were having you guys look and see if we had anything on the market.
There's not.
Okay.
No, we only have one.
All right. As to BOE 223, I make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. And then, Tim, you don't have any other ones at this point?
I have one for this afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's 24 Highway Rental. It's appeal number 234. At least I think it's for this afternoon, but maybe it got switched to another day.
I don't have that.
I don't have it on mine either.
Just classification like everything else.
Is it one we could take up?
I don't think so, because